You're listening to MasterPoint, creating original and compelling brands for financial advisors. What's your story?
My name is Fortunato Restagno. I'm the brand coach with the Personal Coach. And today we're doing one-on-one interviews with Peter Seligman from Seligman & Associates. And the purpose of this interview is for advisors to share the momentum they've created and building more confidence, more focus, and more freedom in the workplace. Peter, welcome. Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
Thanks, Forge. Good to be here. Nice to see you.
So, Peter, you've been a client of ours for quite a long time. Can you just share a little bit about what you do and where you are and how long you've been with the Personal Coach?
I've been fortunate enough to be working with Art Schooley and yourself and the rest of the team. I'm going to say for about 12 or 13 years now. At that stage of the game, I was just past my 22nd anniversary in the business. And I felt that I wanted to up my game. I felt that I wanted to move into a different kind of client base. These were my formative years of working, and I wanted to deal with a higher quality, more of a carriage trade clientele. And to do that, I needed to accomplish a couple of things. The first was I needed better structure in my office. And so we worked on that first, and that was to look at my areas of expertise, look at my team. I have three people that work with me. Look at my team, look at their strengths and weaknesses and how we could utilize them best and provide our clients with the best service and advice, and as well as to maximize our revenue. The second part was branding, and the branding part, which you assisted with through your program that we put together, was a matter of identifying, again, our community and public strengths and my own personal lifestyle, which is a lot of outdoor activity, a lot of community involvement, priority with my family. And you were able to reflect that in the both media and printed material that we have, whether it be from as simple as a business card and a letterhead aspect, the printed product, to brochures that we use for promotion. So especially our electronic media by way of our website and by way of our LinkedIn profile.
So it's what's interesting is, so you've been with us, you said, for 13 years, and I think we started the brand program back in 2007. And
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and I've been in the business for a long time prior, but, you know, we started the MasterPoint brand program just to maybe 2 or 3 years prior to meeting with you. So you were actually one of our first clients. And, you know, at the time, we thought it was amazing.
The term is guinea pig, you mean?
Yes, that is okay. The exact term. You know, and actually you were quite supportive with us too. You know, you were gave us some ideas to improve the program and that as well. And I think we're at a point now where it's running quite well for advisors.
Well, yeah, what's grown now out of that is that we've gone forward and backwards, meaning my son-in-law, Jeff, is now working with me and has for the last number of years. So we've integrated our branding to be twofold. One is called the Summit Program, which is more senior clients and dealing with them achieving the top of the mountain. And my son-in-law, whose demographics are much younger and they're just starting out and getting ramped up in their careers, he's developed a program called Basecamp. The two interrelate very nicely together, and they're both on our website if anybody wants to take a look at it, which is seligman.ca.
Yep.
But in further examining it, we were updating the website and wanted to add Jeff to it and that continuity, but we realized we had forgotten to go backwards. And that is that my father came into the business in 1962. And though I didn't initially work with him after his retirement, I took on his clientele from a servicing point of view. I started in the business in 1982. So where previously we had, you know, given our years from 1982 to the current, we revamped our, with your input and that of Art Schooley's and some other people, we revamped our website and all of our marketing material to reflect the fact that, no, it's not since 1982 we've been in the business, but our firm has been in the business since 1962. 62. And my father, Sam, who passed away a few years ago, was a very key player in the Canadian marketplace. So now we are dealing with a third generation firm. And that adds stability to our brand and on a go-forward basis. So as I take on perhaps a less strong role in managing the business, and Jeff takes on a stronger role, the branding will be the consistency that we need for continuity with our clients, with my clients, with Jeff's clients, and funny enough, with the children of my clients, which is now starting to happen.
So let's talk a little bit about your brand. Because when we build brands, and I've said this before, is we're always looking to find something compelling about the advisor themselves. And that compelling story can come from the advisor, the person himself. It could be come from the team. It could become something from their community. We don't know where it's going to come from.
Okay.
In your case, we had we found something that was really interesting, and it has to do with one of your passions. Did you want to speak a little bit about what that passion is and how we develop the brand from there?
Okay. I think you're referring to my love of the mountains.
I believe. That's it.
So I really enjoy, you know, some people are seaside ocean people. Some people are desert people. Some people are jungle people. I'm a mountain person, and I really enjoy, my happy place is in the mountains, whether it be summertime and hiking or biking, or whether it be skiing or climbing or trekking, that kind of thing. I've climbed Kilimanjaro. I've climbed the Matterhorn. I actually took my kids up Kilimanjaro for my 50th. I've trekked in New Zealand. I've been very fortunate, and fortunately I have the health and the time and the wherewithal to do these things, and for the most part take my children along with me, which they always like. That being said, we knew that we wanted to have an earth tone, warm, outdoor kind of natural feeling to our website and our printed material. I wasn't looking for a major corporate downtown feel or look. That's appropriate for some people. Nor was I looking for a small town, you know, chummy kind of thing. I wanted professional, warm, and a little bit of excitement. As it turned out, you developed a logo, which I'm sure at some point in this presentation you're going to show.
Yeah, at the end of the presentation, we're going to show some of your pieces.
Okay. So Fortunato, you're a great designer, and you came up with a logo that was the mountains with a path leading down. As it turns out, it's a double image. It's not only a ski path coming down the mountain, but when you look at it, it's very clearly an S for Seligman. So I don't think that was done necessarily on purpose, but the way it turned out was great.
One of the things that you said too about when we incorporated the brand, that theme into your communication, that you've often said it's really about the journey for your clients. It's not a destination. And I think that path you represents that. And I think it almost looks like it goes around the back of the mountain too.
Well, actually, from my point of view, it's not so much skiing down the mountain, it's climbing over the mountain. That's my vision of it. And our company logo says knowledge, guidance, and caring.
Yes.
And I actually got that through the mountain guides that I've used and subsequently helped others. So, you know, they have the knowledge to deal with the situation. Okay. They will guide you. And while they're doing so, they genuinely care. And that's a reflection of our business: knowledge, guidance, and caring. Those three things. I enjoy working with my clients, and I do genuinely care about them. Some have become quite good friends over the years, and certainly most are good acquaintances. So it's quite comfortable bumping into them in a restaurant or in a social gathering or in a community gathering. The other part of my brand is, because I've been fortunate enough myself, I believe in paying it forward kind of deal. In fact, one of the sayings on my website is, to move forward, you've got to give back. And along that line, since I was in my early 20s, I have been involved in the community. In fact, part of my staff's and my team's mandate has to do with community work. We have to be involved in the community, either directly themselves or more likely through me and supporting me in my endeavors. And as I get a little older and maybe work a little bit less, my goal is to be involved more so with community work. So those two things, so our brand professionally, our brand community wise, people know us, and that helps when there's an introduction. So somebody will mention my name and it's Seligman. So, oh, I know Seligman. I've heard your name before. I've heard their name before. And I hear he's a good guy, or I hear he knows his stuff, or he's very thorough. And so whatever good things are said in part because the branding has gone before us. And obviously our own abilities and actions have supported that brand. A brand without substance means nothing, but it does help. But it does help when there's a brand to identify that substance.
So it's interesting. So you've talked about your slogan, which is knowledge, guidance, and caring. And those three words not only communicate or communicate to your clients what you do and how you help, but it's really created a communication for your internal culture on how you operate, on how your team operates. So they know that they need to be knowledgeable. They know they need to provide guidance, and they know that they need to be caring with each individual client.
We're very fortunate. We have, for the most part, a really good clientele. And when I say good, I'm not talking about the size or wealth, though that's a part of it as well. I'm talking about people that appreciate the work that we do, are nice to deal with. Yes, they may be demanding and have certain requests, et cetera, which we're happy to meet, but it's a pleasant experience working with them, as we hope it's a pleasant experience working with us. Nobody wants negative energy, that negative mental capital. We want positive. Right. So we have a good time. We laugh a lot. We're serious about our work. We work hard. We try to not to get done what needs to be done in a timely fashion and accurately and properly. And it's worked, and it's built a career over, this is now my 35th year in the business.
So I noticed the branding, one of the objectives is to maintain loyalty and retention with clients. And I remember when you first launched some of your marketing materials, like that presentation folder, almost like a welcome package with sure and everything. We really went to town on that. We did some interesting visuals, and we incorporated some of the photos that you have actually taken when you were in Austria and some interesting places.
Yeah, actually the cover photo and the inside photo are photos that I took while in the mountains. One is of a mountain scene that I actually took from a chairlift in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. The other is of a group of guys I go mountaineering with, and I'm usually the tail gunner, which is the cleanup, which is the caring part. And I took this picture of my friends climbing, hoofing up a mountain.
Yes.
And that was very symbolic of our knowledge, guidance, and caring.
Yes.
And our summit program. It was
clear
because in the picture you can see the summit.
So can you explain a little bit what the summit program is? Because, you know, we've developed this very focused brand. And one of the reasons for developing a focused brand is you can have all kinds of great ideas, but if they're off brand, they can confuse your clients. And I've said that before in some of the other interviews. But we've got something here. We just said, you know, this is an interesting lifestyle and hobby that you have outside of work, something that you're passionate about. We've incorporated it into your business. Everything that we do as far as branding goes is focused on this theme. And so we've now developed the summit program using this image. But tell us what it is and what does it do for clients when they see it?
All right. The summit program is really our step-by-step approach to dealing with clients. It's not formulated, but there are certain stages in a client's relationship with you, from the first meet and greet to ultimately doing a fact find to meeting with their other advisors and getting a handle to really understanding the client. And we spend a lot of time. So anybody listening to this, this is not an overnight program. This takes time. And I would say from beginning to end of our branding took at least a year. And we continue to fine tune it all the time. I'll come back to that.
Yeah.
The summit program is a step-by-step process, as it not formulated, but a guideline as to the things that we want to do for a client and how we approach things. It's not formulated, as I said, but a client can have a clear understanding of the process from the first introduction and meet and greet and getting comfortable with each other, seeing whether maybe there's a match here on a personal level and or a professional level, to a subsequent meeting, which may be a little bit more nuts and bolts and yeah. really talking about the structure of what they've got going on, their concerns, to gathering information, policies, speaking with their other advisors, their accountant, their lawyer, seeing where there are gaps or seeing where there are enhancements. And I use those two words very specifically. People have often done planning. I was once told by a colleague of mine, he loves people who already have insurance. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it indicates that they're of a mindset as opposed to bumping into somebody who's, you know, well along their path but has never thought of insurance. It does, an epiphany does usually doesn't happen. Usually sure. it happens as a progression. So I look for gaps mm-hmm. and I look to enhance. I don't look to replace unless there's definitely a flaw somewhere. And there are often some flaws, but usually of a temporary nature, not of a permanent nature. So that's how we've built our program. And it goes all the way through, right through to delivery and follow-up and annual or semi-annual or biannual mm-hmm. meetings with clients. We've taken a lot of time to develop what we call a insurance summary program. It's a software program that outlines everything that the client has in place with the essential data that they need. We use it as a reference. I use it going into meetings. And again, even when they get a copy of it, because we deliver updated copies whenever we meet them or can provide it to their other professionals, which makes it very easy for them to understand what's going on. Our branding's all over it. Like our name's on there, our logo's on it, our byline. So there's this consistent theme all the way through.
Yeah. Just stepping back to your process, I just a quick question. It's interesting because there's a lot of processes out there that advisors use. They're templated processes. You know, what are your objectives? What are your goals? Let's sit down and create a plan. Let's design the plan. Let's implement the plan, and then we'll monitor and review. But in your case, and I know we spend a lot of time on quality time on developing a process that's more specific using your language, your process, mm-hmm. going deep into, you know, how are we going to really support clients instead of just this template process right. that yeah. clients really understand. And I always think too, if they really understand your process, it gives them the ability to introduce you to other like-minded people that they care about.
And that's certainly
this is what Peter does. This is how he helps.
That certainly helps. Look, I'd be kidding myself if I said my process is that uniquely different to other higher end professionals in our business.
Yes.
But it has been customized to reflect the way I do things. And I am not a transactional guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a relationship person. So I take longer to develop the client than most other professionals might take. Mm-hmm. But I get a broader understanding of what they're all about. Mm-hmm. And I get a deeper understanding. So it's both the breadth and the width of, sorry, the breadth and the depth mm-hmm. of who they are and what their relationships are. But the reality is that in our business, we become, as insurance advisors, more knowledgeable about general things than almost any other advisor in their life. We know their financial. We know their medical. We know their legal.
Yes.
We often know their relationships, both within their family and, you know, children and or spouses that have special needs or requests, right through to dealing with their partners and their partners' families and what the dynamic would be if a partner died. So we take a little bit longer to do that. And as part of that, over the past few years, I went back to university, the Sauder Business School at UBC, and got my IFEA designation. That's the Institute for Family Enterprise Advisors. Basically, it's an MBA. Mm-hmm. focusing on dealing with family enterprises, or I'll add, and or closely held corporations. When mm-hmm. you're sitting down with the owner operators, you're sitting down with their family, you're sitting down with the stakeholders and say, okay, what do you want to see happen in a positive way? And if something happens negatively, how do you want to deal with that? A premature mm-hmm. death, etc. We always focus using a positive, how is insurance, how is planning a tool for the future in a positive way? But if something negative happens, how will this function and how will it allow the family and the business to keep mm-hmm. on going properly?
Sometimes if an advisor's communicating what they provide and it comes out very rational, maybe a little bit boring, it's information goes in one ear and goes out the other. But when you use these analogies, like base camp in the summer program, and you need to have a solid base before you start climbing the mountain from a safety point of view or whatever, and, you know, making sure that you're well prepared. It's that kind of language that resonates with people because it speaks to their emotions. And in the emotional part of the brain is also the decision part of the brain where they can actually make a decision. So I think what you've got is, it seems to be working really well. So I have a question for you. So you've been with a personal coach for, you said, 13 years now.
About that.
Yeah, around there, and doing the branding since 2007, so about 10 years.
At least, maybe a little longer.
Yeah, so why so long?
You either are, you have three choices: to be stagnant, to go backwards, or to move forwards.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you climb the mountains, there's usually rivers and they flow. And the only part that doesn't flow is when a pool of water becomes stagnant and it just doesn't work for you. I truly believe that I'm in a dynamic business. My own personal life has changed significantly over the years. Some negative, lots of positive. I'm in a different stage at 61, age 61, than I was when I was age 25 or 30, different stage of life. And with that comes different needs and requirements. The fact that I now have Jeff in the business for succession has required planning and discussion and compromise and adjustments. So the coach, you know, I've been working with Art, continuously. We're in touch. He works with Jeff as well. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly tweaking in the same way that our website, I would say we make a change to our website, not a drastic change, mm-hmm. but we tweak it a couple of times a year for sure. We add this, we add a video, we delete something, we clean up something, we clarify, you know, those kinds of things. And I'm always trying to improve and get better. And that doesn't necessarily mean growing a larger business. I don't have a desire to have a behemoth business. I have a desire to have a really well-run boutique ninja type of practice. I'm not looking to have a huge number of additional clients. I'm looking to service the clients I have well, to enhance what they're doing, and to acquire clients that are more in keeping with my age and my stage of life. Jeff's goals are different, and we had to find a way, mm-hmm. which we have, to work together, and working with the personal coach and looking at the different goals that we have, we've met those, and we're very happy right now. It's working out really, really well.
So would you say that your relationship with the personal coach is not so much that we're service, but we're kind of like a partner or part of your team?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, it's a very personal relationship with the personal coach. I mean, a lot of what
call it personal.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. I didn't actually say that because of that, but it came out that way. Much of my time spent with Art is not about the mechanics of the business or the functionality of the office or the reports that we need to have done to keep us on track. That's part of it.
Yeah.
But a bigger part of it is dealing with the mindset. Look, a really good coach, yes, he can tell you your golf swing or your tennis stroke, but what he's doing more so is encouraging you and having you focus in which direction you want to go in. The tweaking, the mechanics, that happens. But yeah. You know, that's what Art's done for me in large part. And that's why we continue to use him. The transition has happened in that he spends about half of his time now. We're not spending as much time as we did, but we're spending his consistent time. We're consistent seeing him on a regular basis. But now the time is broken down to less of me and more of Jeff with the team, because he's building a practice. I'm maintaining my practice, and our office is running smoothly, though we tweak that every once in a while as well.
Well, Peter, you know, I want to thank you for your time today in this interview. And I would like to say too that, you know, you've mentioned that the personal coach is there to kind of help guide you as well. But a lot of that success and the type of business that you want, a lot of that comes from you as well, you know, being very coachable and operating the business like a business, caring about your employees and your team, and even your family. You know, you've got your family involved, and that you have work freedom. That it's not all about work, is that you're out there enjoying life, embracing life and everything too. And yep. to me, that's having that balance is key to success, the success in life. That's fantastic, Peter. I think we pretty much covered it all.
I think so.
I don't have any more questions for you. That was fantastic. And I also just want to thank all the viewers for watching this, and feel free to check out some of our other one-on-one interviews. You can go to our website or check out more on YouTube. So thanks, Peter. And we look forward to supporting you in the future.
All right. Take care, Forge.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to MasterPoint, creating original and compelling brands for financial advisors. Visit us online at masterpoint.ca. What's your story?